The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the first one on the way, and it is no good. All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Kronikowski. 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
Tonight, it's a Luplat Conference doubleheader from Caro as the Centura Centurions host the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Woodgate tries to answer and does. Dylan Woodgate with his first bucket since the first quarter. And he's got 8 points, his second three, 39-38 Cats.
This evening, one of the conference's biggest rivalries is renewed as St. Paul and Centura gear up for next week's conference tournament. It's the Wildcats and Centurions coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Centura High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday night basketball on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer and engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda at Centura High School for this annual Luplat Conference rivalry between the Centurions and the St. Paul Wildcats. No matter the record, no matter the site, these teams always battle. The girls teams for a few years there, they were in the top three in C2 and C1, and they would battle in the conference tournament. They would battle this week before. That may not be the case this year. St. Paul, kind of a similar season to what we saw last year. They got off to a great start, but once again, they have really been battling since holiday tournament time. Their only win actually came against a state-rated Central City team that is 15-2. Now, there are no slouches. Their last handful of games, Minden, Ord, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, they had Elkhorn in the holiday tournament, and nobody with less than a 500 record have they played since before the Christmas break. They did start out 6-1, but since then just 1-8. Last year they fell at home in overtime to Centura, who is 10-6 and has played enough good competition that they are still rated 8th in the Lincoln Journal Stars C2 rankings. Both teams with a lot of kids back from last year, not every single one, but a lot of girls back from last year's squad. As Centura, it's a fairly busy week for them. They've got 3 games this week. Well, this is it for St. Paul, and then the conference tournament begins next week with some play-in games on Monday and the quarterfinals on Tuesday, and we'll touch on that in a little bit. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Dannebrog, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also tonight, Adams Central is hosting Hastings High. That doubleheader is just getting underway on 1230 a.m. KHAS, and again, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some other good games tonight in the area. Kearney Catholic is hosting Gibbon. That's always an interesting boys contest. And Elwood at Amherst, that's a top 10 boys battle tonight as well. Just a few of the games that are going on. We'll take a break, be back, and look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls contest right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor.
Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
Welcome back to Centura. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you High School Hoops. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for St. Paul, number 10 is a 5'4 senior, Maddie Fosick. Number 12, 5'7 sophomore, Jaden Jacobowski. Number 23, a 5'10 senior, Carrie Sestak. Number 24, a 5'7 senior, Sam Jarovic. And number 25 is a 5'10 senior, Kylie Sestak. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Brent Denslagy, assisted by Tracy Lukasavich and Chris Smith. St. Paul sets at 7-9 on the season. For Centura, number 24, is a 5'10" senior, Casey Krolikowski. Number 32, 5'11" junior, Mady Roth. Number 42, a 5'5" senior, Mariah Neville. Number 44, a 5'8" senior, Emily Wells. And number 54, a 5'10" senior, Annika Gleason. The head coach of the Centura Centurions, Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Karenick, Chris Bode, and Courtney Aiken. Centura is 10-6 on the season, ranked 8th in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. And those are the starting lineups brought to you tonight by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It's just the start of a busy week of high school hoops. On Thursday night, Gibbon and Wood River will play right here on Classic Hits in a doubleheader. And the Kearney Catholic girls will be taking on West Point Guardian Angels, the number 2 team in C2. And that were they'll be taking on West Point Guardian Angels, ranked number 2, excuse me. And that game is coming up Thursday at Concordia College, which is in Seward. We'll have that at 7 o'clock Thursday on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Centura and St. Paul. The girls' game tips off in a moment here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday night. Hope you're enjoying it. What a beautiful day. Tough to be inside on a day like this, but that's where we're at. We'll take it any way we can. Should be some good basketball tonight. The traveling gold with blue trim for St. Paul. Jumping center will be Carrie Sestak, and the home white with maroon trim for Centura. And jumping center will be Maddie Roth. Centura from right to left, St. Paul from left to right as you listen along your radio dial. We're ready to go. Lou Platt Conference rivalry basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. The ball is in the air. The opening tip will be controlled by Centura, and here we go. Starting off, St. Paul is going to come out in a man-to-man defense, and Centura will check things out to the top of the circle. It'll be Neville. Neville swings it over on the left side, starting to drive in. Krolikowski averaging just over 10 points a game. Gleason right around 11 points a game. That's the 1-2 punch as Gleason comes out to the free throw line. Ball fake on Sestak. Good power move off the dribble. Her runner off the right side will spin off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Kerry Sestak. Centura also going to come out of the man-to-man. Ball gets away to the right side corner. The jumper on the way. No good by Jacobowski, but an offensive rebound by Fosick. And then her pass gets away and rolls all the way to the backcourt and out of bounds. Doesn't even break the stride of the Centura cheerleaders who are cheering at that end. So the first turnover of the ball game for St. Paul after getting the offensive board. Centura to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Krolikowski dumps it into the right-hand corner. Then Casey off a couple of screens will take it at the top of the circle. Left-hand dribble to the elbow. Off-balance jumper from 13 is in and out, no good. And Kerry Sestak with back-to-back rebounds here for the Cats. Second possession for St. Paul. Jurovic brings it into the front court, carded there by Wells on the left wing. She needs some help. Sestak will come over and take him. Kerry gives it off to Kylie, calling for the point guard, Fosick. Tight, tight defense here by Centura. Swings it to the right side to Jacobowski. Pulls up from 10, no good. Backside rebound comes down to Neville. So we've played a minute 15 looking for our first points. Krolikowski brings it into the front court. Swings it right side. Wide open over there is Neville, but it's a deep three, so she doesn't want it. Kicks it back out top to Roth. Roth, the only non-senior starter. Krolikowski fakes the three, guarded up top there by Fosick. And we've played 90 seconds looking for our first points. Gleason takes it to the top of the circle, lobs it inside, and it's going to be knocked away. Nice job there by Fosick to create the turnover. Up the floor comes St. Paul. Bounce pass goes out of bounds. Last touched by Centura. Trying to hit the outlet runner there in Jacobowski, who is releasing down the right side. Cat ball underneath their own hoop. Try to get it into Sestak. It's too hard. Goes right through her hands. And here comes Krolikowski for Centura. Pulls up in the lane from 7 off the glass. Too strong. St. Paul with the rebound. Kerry Sestak already with 3 boards here in the first 2 minutes. And then an unforced double dribble in the backcourt. Everybody kind of smiling on that one. Fosick was going to make the outlet pass across the timeline, and just as that happened, her teammate turned, and she was caught at mid-stride, so either grab it and hope they don't call it, or you throw it away anyway. Third turnover for St. Paul. Scoreless, 2 minutes in to the opening quarter. Work on the left side, back cut, nice lob inside. Krolikowski from Gleason lays it up and in. Money play for Centura, and they have our first points of the contest. 2-0 Centurions. Up the floor, Jurovic working the left side as well. Hands it off to Fosick to the free throw line. She'll back out of there. Good hard pick on the pick and roll, though. Good switch, steal made. Emily Wells. And St. Paul will hustle back on defense. Krolikowski into the front court, swings it right side to Neville. Bounce pass in the paint. Gleason in traffic, turns around and scores from 6. So after a slow start, Centura hits on back-to-back possessions, and they lead it 4-0. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Into the front court, Fosick stops the three-point arc and walked with the basketball. Again, squared up to shoot the three, then looked to pass, then forgot what she had done, and fifth turnover for St. Paul. St. Paul has been struggling a little bit offensively, obviously, during this scoring, during this 1-8 string, not getting to 40, but more than a couple of times. And last year we went overtime, and it was 39-38. Centura won it on a Krolikowski shot in the last 8 seconds. Here's Casey on the baseline. Turnaround jumper. Tough shot. Fosick just slaps the hands, and not much you can do about that. Fosick had her defended well, but Krolikowski hits the tough turnaround jumper, and it's 6-0 Centurions here in the first quarter. St. Paul needs to get a bucket here, break the ice, kind of cool the nerves a little bit. St. Paul easily won the JV game before this, cruising big time as they try to lob it into Sestak, but there's no room there, and two or three Centurions get a hand on it. Goes out of bounds. St. Paul at least will keep possession. Jurovic to throw it in on a baseline, stack the right side of the lane here for the inbounds pass. Lob it out to Fosick, trying to go backside to Jurovic. She's there, 8-footer in and out, no good. Ball out of bounds again off Centura as Gleason touched it last. That was a great inbounds play. The ball just wouldn't go through the cylinder for the Cats. They'll try it again, a little different inbounds look here. Go with a crescent look out around the three-point line. Going to the third option here off the screen, Jacobowski to the high post. Sestak puts it on the floor, dribbles into the double team, spins, and we're going to get another walk. Sixth turnover here, hard for St. Paul to score. when they're turning it over, but they are getting looks. They are running their offense and deep into the possession. Then something bad happens, and so head coach Brent Dinslage is going to go to the bench here and bring in Kyla Wodilewicz and Kinsey Lukasavage. Three Lukasavages on this St. Paul team, all cousins. And probably get a heck of a discount on furniture. On the right wing, they'll lob it backside. Gleason, she'll put it up and draw the foul. The same play that Krolikowski scored on in the first bucket. They try to get to Gleason here, and the foul off that screen on Kyla Wodilewicz. That's the first foul of the game on either team. And at the line, Annika Gleason to shoot two. Try to add to the early Centura lead. The first one rattles in. 7-0 Centura. Second free throw coming up. It is on the way, and it is good. So Gleason has four. Krolikowski has four. The two leading scorers off to a good start here for Centura. And they are up 8. 8-0 St. Paul trying to score here in the first 4 minutes of the game. Yet to do so. Going to have to do it on this possession. Again, pick and roll, but that roll is covered well. They are jamming up the lane is Centura in this man-to-man. They know what's coming now. The entry pass to the block is tipped and stolen away. Emily Wells has it. Another cat turnover. Lob it inside. Gleason in the paint. Double team ball fake. Up and under. Draws the foul, and she will score. Gleason faced the hoop. Got the defender to leave her feet just a little bit, and that was enough for Gleason to get a chance at a three-point play. The foul is going to be called on Sam Jarabic, and a timeout will be called here by St. Paul. Centura 10, St. Paul nothing. 3:46 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
A little different start to tonight's game than last year's game. Centura jumps out 10-0, a chance to make it 11 here, as Annika Gleason will go to the line out of the timeout for Centura, trying to complete the three-point play, but it is short, and the board is grabbed by Carrie Sestock. She's the bright spot right now with four boards. Quickly into the front court, Kyla Wodilewicz. Bounce pass into the right-hand corner to Fosick. Fosick skip pass backside. Short jumper is up, and it will go in and out. No good by Lukasavage. Ball is deflected out top to Jarabic. Second chance again. Try to lob it down to Lukasavage. They overthrow her, and it's picked off by Gleason. Still a goose egg here for St. Paul. You kind of think if they get going, put a little pressure on, maybe get something going here. But they don't want to fall behind too far. Krolikowski on the baseline. The pass too deep. She had to try and get it out of there, and it'll be turned over. Centura's second turnover of the game. 3:11 to go here in the first quarter. 10-0 Centura. Neither team had scored in the first 2 minutes. Centura's done all their damage here in the last 2.5. And they're getting some help from 8 St. Paul turnovers. But none of those are pressure, backcourt, easy layups. Just one transition bucket. Here's a pull-up three on the way. Off the heel, no good for Fosick. Rebound brought down by Gleason, and the Centurions off to the races. Numbers aren't there, so they'll hit the trailer. Krolikowski lob it inside for Roth. She'll turn around and score. She had good defense on her. And Maddie hits her first bucket of the ball game. 12-0 in favor of the Centurions. Another three quickly fired up here by St. Paul is no good. Rebound, Gleason. Outlet pass to the other end. St. Paul late getting back. The shot is good by Neville. And she'll draw the foul. It's snowballing in a hurry on the Cats. Neville, the fourth Centurion to score here in the first quarter. The second foul on Jarabic. And a chance at another three-point play here for Centura. Free throw on the way, and it is good. Boy, did not see this coming. Centura playing nearly perfect here in the last 3 minutes of this game, and they are up 15-0. St. Paul drives, left side scoop shot, sets on the front of the rim from Wodilewicz. It just won't go in, and the rebound brought down by Roth. Maddie gives it off to Krolikowski, who brings it up the floor. Starts right, drives left into the double team. Swing pass out of the outside to Neville. Doesn't like it into the corner to Roth. Back up top, Krolikowski. And Krolikowski going to be called for the walk. Tried to take her defender in Fosick off the dribble. And got going a little too quick. Turnover number three for the Centurions. And they'll go to the bench for the first time. Madison Myers, the 5'8 sophomore, will come in. Saw playing time for head coach Kathy Mettenbrink as a freshman. Ball brought in by Wodelewicz. Guarded by Krolikowski. Swings it off left side to Fosick. Top of the circle is Lucas Savage. Down to the baseline. Here's an open jumper. Wodelewicz from eight, and it is too strong. Rebound grabbed by Neville to Krolikowski. Spin move to try and shake Fosick. Maddie stays right with her. Gets it down low on the baseline. Turnaround jumper. Roth, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Gleason. And she is fouled. A couple of players end up on the floor. And we'll see if they call this on the shot. The foul is on Kinsey Lukasiewicz. Her first fourth team foul on St. Paul. And they will say two free throws coming up here for Gleason. 6 points, two of three at the line, three rebounds, and the free throw is up and in. Very unusual start here in this rivalry game as Centura will sub in Mackenzie Gorecki. And also with Goretzky, we're going to see St. Paul bring Jaden Jacobowski back into the ball game. Second free throw, Gleason, too strong. Rebound comes down to St. Paul. It'll be Kyla Wodelewicz. Clara Thede has also checked in for the Cats. Wodelewicz hands it off of the left wing, and off the screen, we're going to get an illegal block there running through that screen called on Centura. That'll be their first foul of the ball game. And they'll call it on Casey Krolikowski. So St. Paul will inbound it from midcourt. Give it to Sestock. Kylie tries to fire left side and into the paint. It is knocked away. Another turnover, and Centura gives it right back, trying to make the long pass. But Neville at 5-5 had it just sail over her fingertips. So the teams exchange turnovers back to Centura, leading it 16-0 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Wildcats on the wing. Paul tipped away. Last touch by St. Paul. It ricocheted off of Thede. 10 turnovers here in the first quarter for St. Paul. You look at the stats, and then you'd look at how the game's going, and it just doesn't seem like it's 16-0 with all the turnovers. But that is definitely what's going on. Back lob again. Krolikowski from Goretzky. She'll lay it up and in. Krolikowski with six. And the first quarter route continues here for Centura. Inside, here's Jacobowski, eight-footer, and the ice is finally broken for St. Paul. Jaden Jacobowski hits the first bucket of the ball game, but they spotted Centura 18. Now the work will have to begin. Up the floor, Madison Myers. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Into the corner, Krolikowski. She'll try a three. Off the heel, no good on the Centurions' first three ball of the night. Rebound brought down by Jacobowski. Jaden baseball pass. Again, it is deflected and out of bounds off St. Paul. Krolikowski got a hand on it. A lot of deflected basketballs, which would be tough for anybody to catch the way Centura has ricocheted them away. Now Centura has a chance to play for the last shot here, looking for a 20-point first quarter. Krolikowski will trot the ball across the timeline. 15 seconds, gives it off to Myers, right back to Casey. They get the offense going. Myers running off a couple of screens onto the left corner. Tries to lob it inside, and it's off Centura and out of bounds. Roth knew that she was in a little trouble and tried to pull the hands back. Turnover number five on Centura. 5.5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Can St. Paul get any kind of a shot? Full court pressure. Sestock finally throws it in on the left wing. Gets it to Lukasiewicz. Up ahead, the ball is stolen away. Krolikowski from half court. Off the front of the rim, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. And it's all Centura here in this Battle of Lou Platte Conference rivals. The Centurions 18, St. Paul 2. We'll have second quarter action after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to St. Paul. Big thanks to Athletic Director Nate Weaver and the folks here, as always, for their hospitality. We're ready to start the second quarter of play. The basketball will belong to St. Paul as they trail 18-2. Let's see if they can get something going here. Sestock from Jarabic. Top of the circle with it. Kylie holds the ball. Hands it off to Jacobowski off the screen left side. Dribbles into the corner. Then dribbles back out of there. Wasn't looking to pass or drive the baseline. Just kind of wasting some time there. So now a three-pointer is on the way. Fosick, and she'll hit it. Maddie with the first three-point bucket. And, of course, only the second bucket of the game for St. Paul. So they have actually scored the last two, and it's 18-5. But they'll have to overcome the 12 turnovers. Neville tries to answer her three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of St. Paul. Turnovers in the first quarter. St. Paul 12, Centura 5. Rebounds 8 for St. Paul, 6 for Centura. St. Paul did not attempt the free throw. Centura was 4 of 6. Leading scorer, Annika Gleason, was 7. Casey Kolakowski was 6 for the Centurions. 18-5, first minute of the second quarter. Centura with a basketball between the circles. Krolikowski overload to the left side. She'll give it to Neville. Into the corner, they'll go to Wells. Back up top, the fake pass. They'll go inside on a ball fake to Gleason. That looks like we're going to get a hand check. And this will be the third foul on Sam Jarabic. And she's going to have to check out of the basketball game. Here comes Kyla Wodilewicz in for Jarabic. Centura now to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Three on the left, one on the right. They sneak Krolikowski backside. Easily up for Casey Krolikowski. Point number 20 for Centura. 20-5 here. 6:45 to go in the first half. A warm gymnasium because of the hot weather today. They're not going to have the AC on, so might be a little warmer up top of the gym here tonight. Ball's kicked, so St. Paul will throw it in again. Front court. Lob it into the backcourt to Kyla Wodilewicz. Guarded up top by Emily Wells. Both teams been going man-to-man. Swing it to the left side to Fosick. Guarded out there by Neville. Fosick gets it down to Sestock. Turnaround jumper fouled. Late off the screen was Roth, and Maddie with her first foul. Sestock turned around and expected there to be all kinds of defense and hesitated to put the shot up. She'll get a chance here at the free throw line, though. Kylie trying to get her first point. It's up. It is too strong. Second free throw coming. Sestock now for her second free throw. On the way. Won't go. Gleason grabs her fourth rebound here for the Centurions. And St. Paul will hustle back. Let Krolikowski bring it up uncontested. Looks like St. Paul has decided to go zone here. Jarabic on the bench with three fouls, and the man had to work. Krolikowski, tough turnaround jumper on the baseline, off the rim once, twice, won't go. Wodilewicz, her second rebound. Kyla pushes the ball up the floor, behind the back dribble, right into a double team. Neville stayed with it, stole the ball. One on three, hits the trailer. Krolikowski, she'll take the runner. It's up, and it is in. Great job again by the Centurions of seeing what's going on the floor. As St. Paul gets to Fosick, she'll fake the three, dribble into the paint, and everybody gets out of the way. She steps through the double team and scores. Second bucket for Maddie Fosick, and it's 22-7. Centura with the lead. Now we're starting to get up and down the floor a little bit here. Spreads it out more as St. Paul stays at the 2-3 again. Over to Neville. Left wing, she's way out there to Krolikowski at the top of the circle. A couple of dribbles to the right side to Gleason outside the arc. Gleason skip pass over the zone to Neville. Ball fake, drives into the left baseline. Nothing there. Back out to Krolikowski. Tries to lob it down to Gleason, almost threw it away, and it ends up going out of bounds. Gleason caught it, but she had to just throw it back into the floor of play because she was falling out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for Centura. St. Paul looking to just scratch their way back into this game before halftime. Down by 18 out of the gate. Centura jumped out to an 18-0 lead, driving in Fosick. Scoop shot is up. It is in. And Maddie has all 7 of her team's points here in the quarter. 22-9, and a little pressure on. Centura knocked out of their hands. Steal is made in the front court. Pull up Fosick 3. Blocked from behind, though, as Madison Myers snuck in there as they were coming back on defense. At the other end, bounce pass is knocked away. Turnover by Centura. St. Paul will move the ball up the floor. And they'll get it into the hands of Kyla Wodilewicz. Long pass right corner. Fosick starting to make it move. She'll draw the foul. Maddie Fosick has just decided to put this team on her shoulders on the offensive end. And she'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul called on Madison Myers, her first. And a timeout's going to be called before this all takes place by Centura. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With 4:33 to go in the second quarter of play, Centura 22, St. Paul 9.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Centura High School. Doug Duda with you in the first portion of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Out of the Centura timeout, a couple of free throws for Maddie Fosick of St. Paul. First one is up, no good. 22-9, Centura, but they jumped out to an 18-0 lead. Fosick's second free throw on the way, no good. St. Paul 0-4 here in the quarter. They'd be even closer. Gleason gets her fifth rebound. Centura makes a long outlet pass to Wells in the front court. Starts to dribble to the right wing. Back out, Krolikowski. Reverse it over to Neville. Trying to work the post here with Roth and Gleason, but keeping it outside. Gleason top of the circle. Starts to drive. Puts up a runner from 10 way off the mark, but it falls right into the hands of Maddie Roth, and she'll put it up and in. St. Paul played well defensively, but the shot was so far off that Centura ended up having the position. They're up 24-9. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Don't forget, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first half stats, boys preview, conference tournament brackets, all that and more coming up. Sestock hands it off to Bailey Lucas-Savage, who's in to the baseline, short runner. Thede puts it up and in. Clara will get her first bucket and a lot different looking basketball team here for St. Paul in the second quarter. And Centura, with a little mini pressure, throws it away on the inbound. St. Paul turned it over 12 times in the first quarter, 0 in the second. Centura now has turned it over 5 times in each quarter. 24-11, 3:35 to go here in quarter number 2. Wodilewicz with it up top, looking for the back cut. It's all covered. 5-second count on, and St. Paul threw it away. Didn't need to. Nobody came out to help Wodilewicz, and she, I'm not going to say panic, but she knew she was running out into that 5-second time, just had to do something with it and threw it away. So the first turnover of the second quarter for St. Paul. 24-11, Centurions over the top of the press. They'll get it to Wells. Wells drives to the right corner, picks the dribble up there. Back out, Krolikowski, guarded by Thede. Brings it over to the left wing to Neville. Centura has went most of the game with their 5 starters. Myers has been in there. Krolikowski takes it up top. Open 3 on the way. Casey is off the mark that time. Ball comes out long into the corner. Gleason runs it down in front of the bench, finds Krolikowski in the paint. Nobody else there. The layup is good. 6 in each quarter and 12 in the game for the senior, Casey Krolikowski. And although St. Paul's playing better, they're not getting any closer here in the last handful of possessions. And the ball, was it tipped? No, it goes into the backcourt, over and back. And let's see what Coach Dinslaggy does. He may need a timeout to offset what Centura did during their break about 2 minutes ago. 26-11, Centura back up by 15 with the basketball in tonight's Luplat Conference girls game. Krolikowski gets into the paint, pulls up from nine. That one is off the heel, no good. And Kinsey Lukasavage with her first rebound. And another turnover on St. Paul. So just like that, 4 minutes playing clean. Now back-to-back-to-back turnovers. And checking back in will be Jacobowski for the freshman, Bailey Lukasavage. Centura basketball up by 15 with 2:32 to go here in the half. And staying in that 2-3 zone is St. Paul. Over the left-hand corner, Wells gets a look at a three. It's on the way, no good. 0-4 from out there, and we've got an over-the-back foul call on Centura. Kylie Sestock got the rebound, and it looks like Maddie Roth has been called for her second personal foul, fourth team foul. As we've got substitutions, it looks like. Referee was not ready to play. So we'll go now. 2:18, the second quarter, 26-11. Centura with the lead. They were up 18-0. It's been more than even since then. St. Paul, crossover dribble, runner, left hand, 111, can't get it to go. Gleason, seventh board. Centura wants to run, long outlet pass to Neville. She'll find the trailer, Gleason. Free throw line jumper, Otica spins out, no good. Rebound brought down by Kinsey Lukasavage. St. Paul wants to run right back. Kyla Wodolevich brings it to the left elbow. Bounce pass onto the post. Turnaround jumper, Sestock off the mark, though. Gleason rebound, and then she got banged into. A foul will be called. And it's going to be on Kinsey Lukasavage, her second. Back in, Carrie Sestock for the gold and blue of St. Paul. For Centura, it's their original five. And now, just as we say that, they're going to bring in Myers and give Neville a breather. St. Paul going to put on full-court pressure here. They have forced a couple of turnovers with this. Into Krolikowski. Back to Gleason to Myers. Back over the top to Krolikowski, and she'll finally dribble it across the timeline. Fire it ahead to the right-hand corner for Wells. Back out to Gleason. Lobs it in. Krolikowski off that back screen, and it's good again. Boy, they have hit that three or four times in the ball game. 28-11, outlet pass almost stolen away. Picked up on a one-hand runner, no good by Wodolevich again. Rebound comes down to Thede. She'll put it up and hit the baseline jumper on the offensive putback. Second bucket for Clara. 28-13, Centura. Mackenzie Goretzky is also in there for the Centurions. Pass knocked away. Thede trying to get another steal. Thede does get the steal. Two on one. Gives a nice bounce pass to the trailer, Jacobowski, and Jaden will lay it up and in. So a little something to help for St. Paul. A minute to go in the half, 28-15. Centura, and they almost threw it away again. And our officials are going to have a conversation and say that the ball was tipped, and it will be a turnover. Seventh turnover of the quarter for Centura, a team that doesn't normally give it up that much. That's 12 in the game. St. Paul has 15. 12 of them were in the first quarter. St. Paul will throw it in. Top of the circle to Sestock. They'll lob it off, try to lob it back to her, and it's over her head from Fosick. Trying to do a little bit of that back cut and throw over the top that Centura's been successful at, but St. Paul has not been, and there's turnover number 16. 40 seconds to go in the half. Neville into the front court, picks up her dribble out to Gleason, 28 feet away. Center circle now to Krolikowski. Coach Mettenbrink calling for her team to pull it out and play for the last shot here with a comfortable lead. But again, it was 18-0, so since then, St. Paul has actually outscored Centura, but they got a long way to go. 28-15, as we're down to 15 seconds to go in the half. Centura holding the ball. St. Paul putting some pressure on. Krolikowski out at midcourt. Now starts to go with 10. Left-hand dribble. Swings it over on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. Neville. It is no good. Backside rebound is picked up by Centura. Shot by Gleason will not go. And time will expire. At the end of the first half, in the girls' portion of this Luplat Conference Tuesday night doubleheader, it's the hometown Centura Lady Centurions leading the Lady Wildcats of St. Paul by a score of 28-15. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with the first half stats, boys preview. We'll look at the conference tournament brackets for next week and a whole lot more here on Classic Hits.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Centura High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, the Centura girls lead St. Paul by a score of 28-15. We remind you that Adams Central and Hastings High are currently playing on 1230 AM KHAS. Games are also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Taking a look at some of the action going on around the area tonight. Elwood is at Amherst. The boys' game is a top 10 battle tonight. Eustace Farnham is at Axtell. Ravenna is at Elm Creek. Kearney Catholic home tonight taking on Gibbon. Blue Hill is at Lawrence Nelson. Franklin is battling Loomis. Shelton is at Overton in a Highway 30 battle. Ord is just down the road at Wood River in conference action tonight. And Sutton is getting out of conference and out of the area as they play at Sterling. There's also a little bit of girls basketball action tonight. Wilcox Hildreth playing Silver Lake. Heartland Lutheran playing Pleasanton. Conference tournament action tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia. They are at home tonight playing the Central Catholic girls right now. And then the Lincoln Lutheran boys, the Central Catholic boys, are at Columbus SCOTUS in that incredibly tough Centennial Conference tournament. The Lincoln Journal-Star has SCOTUS ranked first and Central Catholic third in C1, and they are the 4-5 seeds in their own conference tournament. St. Cecilia, of course, number one in C2. You've got Bishop Newman in there and many other, Aquinas, many other teams that are ranked in the C1 or C2 top 10. We remind you that Thursday night here on Classic Hits, we'll stay in the Lou Platt Conference as the Wood River Eagles welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes, girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. And we'll have a girls' top 10 matchup for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Kearney Catholic will take on Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Guardian Angels Central Catholic is second in the Lincoln paper, third in the Omaha World Herald in Class C2 with just one loss on the year. They set at 15-1, just as Kearney Catholic does entering tonight's action. That game will be from Concordia College in Seward. A little different quirk, but two great teams will be battling on Thursday night. And then more basketball Friday, including the second matchup of Kearney High and Grand Island. Kearney will host Grand Island on ESPN 1460 and 1550 coming up on Friday night. We'll take a break, be back with a look at the first half stats, conference brackets, and a whole lot more. It's 28-15 Centura leading St. Paul here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
With our producer, engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First off, for the St. Paul Lady Cats, Kyla Wodilevich has two rebounds. Maddie Fosick leads the way with 7 points and a rebound. Jaden Jacobowski, 4 points, two rebounds. Clara Thede, 4 points and a rebound. Kinsey Lukasavich, two rebounds. Carrie Sestock, four rebounds. Sam Jarabic and Kylie Sestock, each with one rebound. 8 boards in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, where St. Paul was 0-4-4. 3-point shooting, 0-2 in the first, 1-1 in the second. Turnovers, 12 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. St. Paul fell behind 18-0, scored just one bucket in the first quarter, had 13 more in the second. And at the half, 15 points, 14 rebounds, 0-4 from the free throw line, 1-3 from three-point land, and 16 turnovers for St. Paul. Foul situation, Sam Jarabic has 3, and Kinsey Lukasavich has 2. We'll look at the numbers for Centura right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor.
Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn Pivot dealer around.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at the first half numbers for Centura. Casey Krolikowski leads all scorers with 14 points. Maddie Roth, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Mariah Neville, 3 points and 2 rebounds. Emily Wells has a rebound. Madison Myers has a block shot. Annika Gleason, 7 points and 8 rebounds. 6 boards in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting was all in the first, where the Centurions were 4 of 6. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first, but 7 in the second quarter. 18 points in the opening quarter, 10 more in the second. At the half, Centura, 28 points, 14 rebounds. 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 12 turnovers. Maddie Roth, the only player with 2 fouls. The 10-6 Centurions lead the 7-9 St. Paul Lady Wildcats at the half, 28-15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half basketball from Centura coming your way after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Blue Plant Conference tournament gets underway Monday. The girls' play-in games. Gibbon will be at Arcadia Loup City at 6:15. Donovan Trumbull will be at Wood River at 7. On the boys' side, it'll be St. Paul's boys at Gibbon at 7 o'clock, while the Centura boys are at Arcadia Loup City at 8 o'clock. Then on Tuesday, the quarterfinals. Kearney Catholic, the top seed for the girls. They'll host the Wood River Donovan winner at 7. Ravenna's at Ord at 6:15. St. Paul, the sixth seed, will be at Adams Central at 6:15. While the Centura girls are home Tuesday to play the Arcadia Loup City Gibbon winner at 7 o'clock. For the boys, Adams Central, the top seed. They'll host the Arcadia Loup City Centura winner. Kearney Catholic at Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull at Ord. Wood River will host the Gibbon St. Paul winner. We're ready to get the second half underway, and the first shot of the half will be a three-pointer by Centura that's all the way down and kicks back out. Jacob Bowski will pick up the loose basketball, and off to the races comes St. Paul. Skip it over to Fosick. Their leading scorer has the only three of the game. Takes a deep three, and it's nothing but net for Maddie Fosick. And for St. Paul, they are within 10, the closest they've been since the beginning. Sestock nearly made the steal but ran right into her own teammate and hits the deck. That kind of readjusts the old mouthpiece there for Carrie Sestock. Had her own teammate not backed up, unaware of what was going on, that would have been maybe an easy layup. Instead, the ball knocked away, and another opportunity here for Centura against some backcourt pressure. Kralikowski at midcourt. Bounce pass into the front court to Neville. Same starters both ways. Gleason free throw line for the right elbow now. Shot no good. Fosick the rebound and getting there late. Kralikowski will be called for the foul, the second on Casey. So those starters are Kralikowski, Roth, Neville, Wells, and Gleason for Centura. For St. Paul, they'll go with Fosick, Jacobowski, Jarabic, and both of the Sestock twins. Both teams start four seniors. And St. Paul with the ball, a chance to get it to single digits. Driving into the paint, looking to Robic, forces the jumper. Just kind of panicked and threw it up, but an offensive rebound. Jaden Jacobowski, she'll fire a three in the corner. It won't go. Another offensive rebound. Kylie Sestock. St. Paul gets it to Fosick. Off the screen, bounce pass up top. Wide open, Jarabic for three, and it's good. And it's a seven-point game. St. Paul from 18 down, and this is what rivalry games are all about. And we have got a timeout by Centura. Jarabic, her first bucket of the game, a pair of threes to start the second half, and the lead is down to seven with 6:33 to go in the third quarter of play. Centura 28, St. Paul 21. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
We return to Centura and see if the Centurions can find a little offense here. After the 18-point explosion midway through the first quarter, they have been held in check to just 10 points. Haven't scored here to start the third quarter, while back-to-back threes by St. Paul have got them back into the game. Elbow Gleason kicks it out top to Wells, trying to get a set play here on the overload, see if they get that back lob off the screen. That worked for him so well in the first half. Gleason top of the circle, in low to the post, Kralikowski. She's fouled by half the St. Paul team, enough so that the referees are going to consult to see which player it's on. And it's going to be on Maddie Fosick. That'll be her first. And Centura will take it out underneath their own hoop. Kralikowski dumps it into the corner. Nothing there. They'll get it back out to Casey off the screen. Left elbow swings it back over to Wells, right wing. Lob it left side. Neville fakes the three. Left corner stops there against the man-to-man defense for St. Paul. They've went man. They've went zone. Gleason for three. Banked it in from the top of the key. That's a killer for St. Paul. It's the first three of the game for Centura. Obviously not what they had drawn up, and Coach Dinslaggy knows it. At the other end, they lob it into Sestock. Gives it off from one to the other, and the shot is too strong. Rebound is grabbed there by Roth on the outlet pass. The ball knocked away, and they're going to say that St. Paul falling on it, travel with a basketball. St. Paul fans not a fan of that one. So let's see if Centura can turn it around. Mackenzie Goretzky comes right back into the ball game. 31-21 Centura, 5:36 to go, but St. Paul had cut it to seven. Centura banks in a three and then gets the ball right back. Bounce pass high post to Gleason on the right wing to Neville. Neville to the baseline. Her bounce pass is kicked away. Baseline inbound here for Neville. They'll line everybody up towards the top of the circle. Run Kralikowski off the screen, looking, and gets it to Gleason. She lost the handle, and it's going to go out of bounds. And I guess it stays with Centura. St. Paul fans wanted to walk. She never got control of the ball. And then they must have poked it away at the last second because it just rolled out. Kralikowski now to throw it in. Centura looking. Going to have to go to the outlet. Wells comes off to take it. Right corner, stutter dribble. Back up to the elbow, and nice pass into Goretzky for the layup from Gleason. Good ball movement, and McKenzie has her first bucket of the ball game. And it's 33-21 now. Five in a row for Centura after it had been cut to seven. Left elbow, Thede. Thede trying to force it inside, and St. Paul turns it over for the 17th time. That's the first turnover by either team here in the second half. Kralikowski into the front court to Neville. Gets by her defender who went for the steal. Drives into the baseline. Cut off by a double team out to Kralikowski. Casey swings it to the right wing. Again, solid ball movement. Another three, Gleason, but that one is no good. And the rebound brought down by Thede. That'll be her second. Clara will bring it up. Has Kralikowski on her left hip. Swings it into the corner. Fosick for another three, but that's going to come up short. No good. Long rebound. Kyla Wodilewicz has it. Drives left baseline and missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Goretzky. So St. Paul got back into it. Now they've had a few mistakes. They've missed a couple of bunnies inside and had the turnover in between. And Centura can now really spread this out again as they're back up by 12. And off the screen, it's going to be an illegal screen on Centura. And Goretzky trying to get through it was Fosick. McKenzie's first personal foul, second team foul of the half. 33-21 Centura, 4:09 to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bolas, and Farwell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Up the floor for St. Paul, Kyla Wodilewicz just got bumped. Kralikowski got caught in the crossover. And trying to get back in position will be whistled for her third foul. She leads the team with 14 points. Gleason has 10. And to throw it in from the side will be Wodilewicz. Tries to get it to Sestock, and Gleason comes all the way out there in front of the band to knock it away. So we'll try again for the Wildcats. Wodilewicz looking, throws it out towards midcourt to Sestock. And Carey, oh, she walked with the basketball. She forgot to dribble it. That's what she did. She took about three steps straight forward. And that'll be turnover number two here of the half. But after those 2 3-pointers, St. Paul has went quiet again. And it's 33-21 Centura. Kralikowski stays in with the three fouls and 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. She's between the circles, guarded by Thede. Off of the left wing to Neville. To the high post, they'll go to Roth. Maddie back over to Neville. Overloading that left side. Also, Myers has re-entered the game. Gleason, there's that back lob. But that time, Kralikowski was a little late getting there. Mad at herself that she didn't haul that one in. Centura's first turnover of the half. 33-21. 6-5. St. Paul has outscored Centura here in the quarter. Off the high pick, driving in a wild one-hand shot from well off is Wodilewicz. And the rebound comes down to Myers. Wodilewicz lost where she was on the floor there. Neville will take it on the right wing. St. Paul has not converted on numerous attempts here as a three-pointer. Myers is fired up, and it is nothing but net. And Myers' three-pointer takes it back out to 15, 36-21, and St. Paul turns it over, trying to get up the floor too fast. And then an offensive foul called on Centura as they got trapped in the corner and used the elbow to clear things out. And Mariah Neville with her first foul. St. Paul has four timeouts here, but Coach Dinslaggy not electing to use one as his team struggling here over the last 2.5 minutes. Continues to rotate in, hoping they can get back in the ball game and utilize those in the fourth quarter. They cut it to 7, but since then an 8-0 run. And inside, the short jumper, a foul will be called. St. Paul will go to the line. Centura fans thought that it was a clean block. 2 free throws here for Kinsey Lukasavage. Hasn't scored, hasn't been to the line. 2 free throws coming up. The foul called on Maddie Roth, her third. The free throw no good. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink giving a little opinion there to our youngest official as Goretzky checks in. Second free throw coming up for Lucas Savage and banks it in. 1 of 6 now from the free throw line for St. Paul, but at least it breaks the drought. 36-22, Centura by 14 as they get into the front court over the top of the pressure. Krolikowski to the left elbow, dribbles in, dribbles out, gives it off to Myers, right back Casey. Neville on the right wing, staying patient now against the zone of St. Paul. They've zoned, they went man. Kind of a floating zone, trying to get it into Krolikowski. There's too many gold jerseys. The ball's knocked away, and here's the steal. Thede, and then she's called for the palm, bringing it up the floor. So St. Paul just cannot get anything going here after those 2 3-pointers made you think that maybe we're going to have a game into the fourth quarter, but it has hit bottom here for St. Paul. Just 1 point in the last 3+ minutes. 36-22 Centura. There's that back lob off the screen again. Lobbed in by Gleason on the assist from Mariah Neville, and Gleason with a dozen points. And the lead now 16, 38-22. A 10-1 run here by Centura. Thede outside the arc. One dribble. Forces it inside. Lucas Savage gets it and scores. Kinsey had to really use her body to secure the defender in Gleason. And able to score, the inbounds tipped away, so Centura will do it again. 38-24 Centura, just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Krolikowski outlets to Myers. Myers crossed the timeline with a pass to Neville, guarded by Sestock, trying to poke it out of her hands. Right elbow, they get it to Gleason, one dribble back to Neville, three-pointer on the way, it's good. Mariah Neville with her first three-point bucket. The last three threes that Centura has shot, they've hit. And the lead 17, 41-24. Jarabic tries to go with a skip pass, and St. Paul will call a timeout. 1:31 to go in the third quarter of play. And after getting close, Centura has now turned on the jets again, and they lead St. Paul 41-24, a minute 31 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday night basketball, we're in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Centura girls looking for their 11th win of the season. St. Paul trying to avenge a loss last year to the Centurions, and it didn't start well here at 18-0 start. And St. Paul off the timeout, throws it away. Neville steals, goes in for the layup, and scores. Put the cherry on top. That should do it as we are still in the third quarter of play, but that actually becomes the biggest lead of the game at 19. Centura started 18-0, 28-21 here in the third quarter, but since then a 15-3 run. As we get a jump ball, arrow will point the way of Centura, or excuse me, of St. Paul. 1:11 to go in the third. And Jarabic to throw it in. Both Sestocks are in there, along with Fosick and Wodilewicz. They get it into the corner for a three-pointer. Jarabic, it's no good. Long rebound into the hands of Jacobowski. She'll put up the jumper. It won't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. It won't go. Gets it a third time, and then she's fouled. She kind of got her leg buckled under the defender there. Luckily, she's not hurt. And the foul is on Myers. Madison with her second. Sixth team foul. Inbounds comes up to Fosick. Swings it into the corner. Here's a 15-footer on the way. No good. Jacobowski. And coming in, Mariah Neville to grab the rebound. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. And Centura has pulled away. 43-24. Holding the ball is Wells. To Neville. To Myers. Gleason comes out. Running a lot of that high game here. Not really looking to shoot. Unless they get a screen, driving in Neville, she'll lob it out. Coming to get the tipped pass is Wells. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Myers back over to Wells. 20 seconds to go, and Fosick just kept reaching for the ball, and they're going to get her for a foul out at midcourt. That'll be the second on Maddie. Second team foul on St. Paul. Kronikowski able to check back in. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. And they'll throw it in to Kronikowski at midcourt. She'll take her time trying to watch that clock wind a little bit. Everybody else on the baseline. Kronikowski, 5-second count. And we've got a whistle away from the ball. Illegal screen on Goretzky. Second time she's been hammered for that. And St. Paul will get the basketball back with 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Centura put a little token pressure on in the backcourt. Sestock will get it into Jurabic. Jurabic is at midcourt with 8. Strong left-hand dribble, trying to use the screen. She's going to have to pass it off to Fosick. Free throw line, and it's partially blocked. Comes up short, and that will be the end of the quarter. Looked like maybe Emily Wells got a fingertip on that one. So Centura saw their lead cut to 7, but now they lead by 19. The Centurions 43, St. Paul 24. We'll head to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
A 15-3 run over the last 5.5 minutes of the third quarter has given Centura what should be all the breathing room they need. 43-24 over St. Paul to start the fourth quarter, and Centura will even get the ball. Casey Kronikowski didn't score in the third quarter, still leads the team with 14. Annika Gleason with 12. Neville has 8. Here's that lob down low again, and Kronikowski is fouled. Two free throws coming up for Casey, and it's going to be on Maddie Fosick, her third. She leads St. Paul with 10 points. Nobody else with more than 4. Kronikowski makes her first trip to the line, and the free throw by Casey is on the way, and it is good. 44-24, the largest lead of the game, continues to extend here for the Lady Centurions. Again, this is all St. Paul has this week as the second free throw is up and in. Centura still has Fullerton and Ravenna this week. Then the conference tournament. St. Paul's first possession of the fourth quarter. The ball took a funny hop. They're not going to call a carry. Fosick drives in. Left-hand scoop shot is up, and it is in. And that'll be a 12-pointer for Maddie Fosick on the night. Full court pressure on. Kronikowski dribbling around some screens, trying to lose Fosick. Does. Dribbles to the left wing. Kicks it out to Neville. Mariah for 3. Off the front of the iron. No good. That the rebound comes all the way out to midcourt, and she'll grab it. Over to Wells. Centura was 3 of 4 from three-point land last quarter. After that miss, they're 3 of 10. St. Paul 2 of 8 after going 1 of 5 last quarter. Wide open up top. Roth does not even look to shoot. Just swings it over here to Neville. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. Free throw line, Gleason trying to dribble inside. Cut off there by Sestock. Both teams working hard. Just Centura's got the better of it so far tonight. Kronikowski starts to dribble. Nothing there. Brings it back out to reset things. Off the screen from Wells. Still dribbling. 5-second count has to be on here. Kronikowski then breaks away from it. Fosick tired of chasing her, it looks like. Pass knocked away by Jacobowski. Right back to Kronikowski. Long possession here for the Centurions. The clock reads 6.5 to go. Neville up top to Gleason. Right in her back pocket is Carrie Sestock. Starts to dribble and hands it off on the right side to Wells. Great defense by St. Paul, but how long can they keep it up here? Centura has had the ball well over a minute on this possession. 45-26. Wells up top. gives it off to Neville. Neville up top to Krolikowski. Not intentional, but I think now it kind of is. After the first minute or so, it wasn't. And they're just running a lot of that high five game action, some people call it. Almost like they're trying to end the game here. Instead, they'll finally get it down to the post. Krolikowski double team, turnaround jumper no good. Offensive rebound, Gleason. She's fouled on the putback. That's actually Gleason's first rebound of the second half after pulling down 8 in the first half. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. All the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the boys game. Kylie Sestock called for the foul, and the free throw is up and good by Annika Gleason. She is now 4 out of 6 at the line, has 13 points. Second free throw now for Gleason. On the way, and it is no good. Rebound grab by Carrie Sestock, and that is her 5th and also 1st since the first quarter. Up the floor with it, Jarabic to the baseline. She'll give it off to Sestock. Kylie forces her way into the paint, going to get the blocking foul called on Maddie Roth. That'll be her 4th. 2 free throws coming up here for St. Paul. And for Kylie, 0 of 2 at the line, looking for her first point of the game. She will put it up, and it is too strong. St. Paul has really struggled from the line tonight. Second free throw is coming up. Don't forget the Nebraska men currently playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and it's not going well. Second free throw also missed, and Sestock can't get either one to fall. Rebound to Gleason. She now has 10, a double-double with 13 points, 10 rebounds. Madison Myers in the backcourt, finally able to spin out of there. And across the timeline she comes, and a hand check foul on Jacobowski, her 1st. It is Michigan 35, Nebraska 20. And they have they're at the first timeout in the first half, 16-minute mark. So the Huskers really struggling offensively. So back into the action here. Centura with the basketball. Up by 20. 5:10 to go. Gleason on the right wing, spreading the floor. Long lob over the width of the court to Myers. And another slap foul on St. Paul, trying to knock it out of there on Jacobowski. Fouls are evening out quickly here. Bailey Lucas-Savage, the freshman, will be checking in. Second free throw coming up. And the inbounds pass comes to Krolikowski. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it off to Neville. 5 minutes to go in a 46-26 game. Tries to lob it to Gleason. It's over her hands and out of bounds. First turnover of the quarter. 15th of the game on the Centurions. St. Paul now just trying to do some good things here before the end of the game, because it'll be a long week before they play again next Tuesday in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament. Wardolevich to the left elbow, down low, turnaround jumper, Lucas-Savage won't go. Offensive rebound, though, put back up and in by Sestock. Carey with her 1st bucket of the ball game, and the ball is turned over on the inbounds, so St. Paul will get it right back. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you tonight's high school hoops. Boys game will follow at around 7:45 as the ball's tipped free, then kicked around like a soccer ball. Neville's able to run it down to the front court, give it to Krolikowski, left wing, puts up the runner from 8, no good. Ball is batted around, ends up in Wodolevich's hands. 1-on-2, she'll take it in and draw the foul. Kyla will go to the line and shoot 2. And a timeout on the floor here by Centura. 4:12 remains in our game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Centura 46 and the St. Paul Lady Cats 28 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time! Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda back with you here at Centura High as Kyla Wodelevich gets ready to shoot two free throws for St. Paul. And the first one is up and in. Kyla's first point of the ball game, 46-29 Centura. Second free throw up and right through there, 46-30. And St. Paul still fighting, puts the full court pressure on. Man-to-man, Krolikowski on the inbound. Throws over the top. Sestak stepped around to try and get the steal. They'll call her for the foul. First on carry, but it is the seventh team foul, so both teams now in the bonus for the final 4 minutes of this game. 1-1 coming up for Annika Gleason. She has been to the line quite a bit tonight. This is her fifth trip to the line. She is 4 of 7, 13 points, 10 boards. Free throw good. 47-30, the only points of this fourth quarter for Centura have been from the free throw line, totaling 4 so far. Second free throw up, and that hits the front of the rim, no good. And Carrie Sestak will yank down her team high 7th rebound. Hand it off to Wodelevich. Wodelevich hustles up the floor into the double team. Bounce pass. Oh, it looked like she had Lucas Savage, but Gleason snuck in there and made a great steal. I didn't even see her sneaking around in there. I was getting ready to call a St. Paul layup, but it didn't happen. As Wodelevich goes for the steal, can't get it. So Neville takes it down low to Gleason. Gleason is tied up, but a walk will be called. Turnover, Centura. And now 5 fresh sets of legs coming in there for St. Paul. Mostly girls we've seen. Maddie Fosick, Jarabic, Kylie Sestak. Here's Taya Jarabic in as well, just a sophomore. And then also in there is Jaden Jacobowski. St. Paul ball, 47-30 Centura, 3:40 to go. Jarabic up the floor. Centura trying to man up. They try to lob it in, and Gleason bodies up and bangs it around and grabs the basketball. So right back over to the Centurions. Krolikowski pushes it up strong with a left-hand dribble on the wing. She'll give it off in the corner to Roth. Back up, Krolikowski swings it over to Neville. Mariah just holding it there against the younger Jarabic. Out top, they'll go to Myers. Madison is in as well. 3:10 to go. 47-30. Centura gets it down on the low block. Turnaround jumper. Roth sets on the rim. Will not go. Rebound brought down by Taya Jarabic. And she'll get the outlet pass. Right side driving in is Jacobowski. Cut off on a baseline. Her pass up top to Jarabic. And she is called for a walk. And now 5 more substitutes coming in for St. Paul. Turnover number 25 of the ball game for the Wildcats. Thede, Bailey Lucas-Savage, Kinsey Lucas-Savage, Kyla Wodelevich, and Sestak Carey in there. We'll have a short spelling bee at the end of tonight's basketball game. 2:45 remains, 47-30. Centura led from start to finish. They jumped out 18-0. There's that back lob in again off the screen to Krolikowski. Her first field goal of the second half, but she has 18 points. 49-30, trying to go coast-to-coast. Myers blocks the shot again of Wodelevich as she goes flying by, and Centura has it. Again, the New West postgame show when we are done. If you missed it, it was 18-0 Centura in the first quarter, and St. Paul was able to cut it to 28-21 to start the third. But that's when Centura answered on a 15-3 run. Haven't looked back. Centura's going to call a timeout to get some players in with 2:18 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Centura 49, St. Paul 30.
The 3 L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, we're not going to go down to the wire this year between the Centura and St. Paul girls. We'll see if the boys bring us one coming up next. 49-30 Centura, 2:10 to go. Centura with the basketball. Goretzky has checked in there. And another foul on the Wildcats. Kyla Wojtylewicz. That'll be her second. And another 1-1 coming up here for Annika Gleason. 2 of 4 in this quarter for Gleason. Averages just about 12 points a game. Free throw is in and out, no good. Thede will grab her third rebound. Quickly up the floor, gets into the paint, then kicks it back to the trailer. Lucas Savage, 3, no good for Bailey. Rebound is on the floor, and I think we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of St. Paul. Kinsey Lucas Savage grabbing the basketball with 1:54 remaining in the contest. Centura has got to improve on their free throw shooting, just like St. Paul, less than 50% for the Centurions. St. Paul basketball, they find Kyla Wojtylewicz. Right elbow, dribbles into the double team. Picked up by Bailey Lucas Savage. Bailey into the right corner. Now she needs some help, and a foul going to be called. There was a timeout, but I think we're going to get a foul first. And they're going to go ahead and call the timeout. So St. Paul will call the timeout. They were in some trouble over there in the corner. They got the timeouts to use, so they'll use one here. 1:40 to go in the game. It is 49-30, Centura leading St. Paul. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Kearney Catholic girls cruise past Gibbon tonight, 68-18. Boys game will be next, as will one here from Centura. 1:40 to go. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. On the low block, they'll get it to Lucas Savage. Pulls up from six. It's no good for Kinsey, and then another whistle here. And it's going to be called on Centura. Both teams shooting free throws, so at the line will be Bailey Lucas Savage. She'll shoot two because that's the 10th team foul on Centura and the fourth on Casey Krolikowski. Free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Checking in for Centura, Carly Nitsch. Second free throw coming up for Bailey Lucas Savage. On the way, and it is short. Rebound comes down to Goretzky, and here comes Centura. Leading it 49-30, 90 seconds to go to Myers. Into the front court with a left-hand dribble, spins, and now we're getting a whole bunch of hand-check fouls in a 19-point game. This will be on Bailey Lucas Savage. And a 1-1 coming up. Fosick back in, so neither team has decided to clear their benches here yet. Centura starting to do it. Here's Emily Krolikowski, a freshman, checking in for the first time. And the free throw's coming up for Myers. First one is on the way. It is no good. St. Paul grabs the rebound, and Clara Thede able to grab her fourth. Into the front court with it will be Fosick. Fosick, who was hot in the second quarter, has been fairly quiet since then. Down on the low block, turnaround jumper by Kinsey Lucas Savage, no good. Offensive rebound, Carrie Sestock fouled. 8 boards for Carrie, just not a whole lot of points to go with it. Only 2. And at the line, she will try and add to her 2-point total. First free throw of the game for Sestock. On the way, and it's good. 49-31 Centura. We were blazing right along, but a lot of fouls called here in the fourth quarter, so the boys game will get started a little bit closer to 7:50. Second free throw up, and it is good as well. So Sestock, all four of her points here in the fourth quarter. 49-32 center, a minute 10 to go. Into the front court with it, Carly Nitsch. She'll get it to Myers. Over to Wells. Wells to the top of the circle to Krolikowski. And another hand check foul at the top of the circle. I did not see the evaluator of officials in the stands tonight, but it almost seems like that's what's going on. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. Second one coming up here for Emily Krolikowski. A chance to get her name in the scorebook, and she did it. 50-32. Here's McKenna Lemberg in for Centura. And for St. Paul, Sydney Lukasavage. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Emily Krolikowski hits them both. 51-32. 55 seconds to go. St. Paul turns it over. Centura, Goretzky able to find Madison Myers. Long outlet pass into the front court. Here's a jumper by Nitsch from 18. No. Off the rim twice, wouldn't go. Rebound carry Sestock. Baseball pass into the front court. Driving in will be Winilevich. Puts up the left-hand jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Ball tipped into the hands of Goretzky. Down to 30 seconds to go. Centura up the floor with it. Between the circles to Emily Krolikowski on the right side. Madison Myers has an open jumper from 12, and she'll hit it. Second bucket for Madison. 53-32. St. Paul looks like maybe one more possession here. Thede, unguarded, three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound pulled down by Woodalevich, put back, no good. Third try underneath, Thede, no good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Lemberg. 3 seconds to go. Nitsch from 30 feet will fire it up, and that's the end of the ball game. So it was over in the first quarter. St. Paul made a run. They got back into the game early in the third, but when you spot somebody 18 out of the gate, it's pretty tough. St. Paul didn't score until there was under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter, and by then Centura had put up 18, and they end up winning the game by 21. Centura, 53, St. Paul, 32. The Cats fall to 7-10, Centura now 11-6. And the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming your way next on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Welcome back to Centura High School, where it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look now at the final numbers. First off, for the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, 7 players scored. Kyla Winilevich, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Maddie Fosick led the way tonight for the Cats, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Jaden Jacobowski, 4 points, 7 rebounds. Clara Thede had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Kinsey Lukasavage, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Kaya Jarabic had a rebound. Kerry Sestock had 4 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. Sam Jarabic, 3 points and a rebound. And Kylie Sestock, 2 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half of play. Turnovers for St. Paul, 16 in the first half, 10 in the second half. St. Paul had 15 points at halftime, 17 points in the second half, and the Cats finish with 32 points, 35 rebounds, 5 out of 14 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land, 26 turnovers. St. Paul falls to 7 and 10, and they are now off until the conference tournament begins. And for St. Paul, that means they will be off to Adams Central next Tuesday at 6:15. Then they will host Ravenna on February 10th and finish the season at Holdridge. We'll look at the final numbers for Centura right after this.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Now here's a look at the final numbers for the Lady Centurions. Madison Myers, 5 points, one rebound, two block shots. Emily Krolikowski had 2 points. McKenna Lemberg had a rebound. Casey Krolikowski led all scores with 18 points. Maddie Roth, 4 points, three rebounds. Mariah Neville, 8 points, four rebounds. Emily Wells had a rebound and a block shot. Mackenzie Goretzky, 2 points, three rebounds. And Annika Gleason, 14 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half as a team, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers for the Centurions, 12 in the first half, just 5 in the second half. Points at halftime, 25 in the second half, and the Centurions finish with 53 points, 23 rebounds, 10 out of 15 from the free throw line, 3 of 10 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 17 turnovers. Centura wins their third straight and their 6th out of their last 7 with a 53-32 win over St. Paul to improve, as we said, to 11-6 on the season. Up next, Centura will host Fullerton on Thursday and travel to Ravenna coming up on Friday. And the Fullerton girls, state-rated number 2 in Class D1 with a record of 14-2 for the Fullerton girls. They are looking really good, so a big test for Centura coming up on Thursday. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West, certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back with the boys' contest tonight between two teams that are looking to get things going before the conference tournament. Again, the final of the girls, Centura 53, St. Paul 32. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.